Okay, we are continuing now in Siman Reish Tes Zayin. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Hevil the fun of Hadas. On the one hand, you have a myrtle, the shemen, and you have some oil, Lahariach Behem. And you're going to smell both of them. So, im birchosehim shavos, if they have the same identical brachos, so the bracha on the hadas is going to be brei atzei. So in that case, they're the same. Mevarich al hahadas upoiteres hashemen. So you should really make the bracha. We'll explain why that's preferable to make the bracha on the hadas. That will exempt the shemen. Im edim shavos, if for some reason we'll see why the shemen would not have the same bracha as the hadas. So mevarich al hadas techil. You make the bracha on the hadas techila first. There is no Ramos. We'll go straight into Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mem Aleph. Lahariach behem. What do you have to tell me you're going to smell them? Right? Because the ilu shem nehevi lasuch yodov lahavir zuhamasa ochlim. If the reason why you have the shemen now is not to smell, but rather just to remove the filth, the stench from the food, the greasy that's left over at the end of it, in that case, ein mevarach, you do not make a brach on it. So that's what the chiddush is. The Mechaber is telling you the reason why you have the shemen is not for removing the zuhama, it's to make a brach on it. Okay, it explains over there. We'll explain why that we don't make a bracha on these things when the whole purpose is to remove something negative. So mem beis, im birchosehen shavos, if both the hadas and the shemen have the exact same bracha, kigoin shashemen hayem mevusam ba'atzei besomim, that you would infuse into the oil a smell that comes from atzei besomim. Okay, shemevarchin al hashemen, the bracha on the shemen is going to be, in that case, borei atzei besomim, kimush mevur besif vav. Mem Gimel, Mevorech al Hadas. You're going to make a brach on the Hadas first. Hatam, the reason why it comes first, the Hadas hu guf ha'etz hanikr besomim. In other words, this is a primary source of the smell. The tree itself, the myrtle itself, is what the smell is coming from. V'hashemen ein harech me'atzmo. And the oil is not a primary source of the pleasant smell. It's a secondary source. Elakolto me'acher. It absorbed it, right? In modern Hebrew, a merkaz klita is an absorption center. So it absorbed. It was collated from something else. Hilkach, therefore, hadas chashivat fei. We give more chashivas. It's more important, the actual hadas. And that's why, if you have to pick one to get the bracha when they're identical, the brachas go on the hadas, right? When you are making the bracha on the hadas, you should hold it in your right hand side. And the oil should be held in your left hand side. Because we hold the item we're making a bracha on, preferably in our right hand. In the Dirshu 35, it reminds us, Lagavi Ito, what about a lefty? Sakasva Eil and Simir Rejavav, Shahokhin Acher Yamin Shalo. So he would hold in his left hand. Right hand means your stronger hand. So if a lefty would do this, he would hold the Hadas in his left hand, right? Velo Acher Yamin Shel Shar Ha'olam. He doesn't go after the, you know, whatever else in the world is doing. Mem Dalad. Im Einu Shavos, if the brachos are not, now explain why how the shemen would not have the same brach as the hadas. Kigayin shehay hashemen mevusam beisbei v'somim. You would put in these herbs, and that's what gave the smell to it. Shebirchoso borei isbei v'somim. It doesn't have the same brach as the hadas. O shehay hashemen farsamon, or the word is going to be this balm. K'demivur be sivdala de birchoso hu borei shemen oriv. The brach on that is, as we learned, is borei shemen oriv. The imkain ein yoch levarich al hadas atze lefoiter es hashemen. In this case, you would not be able to make the bracha on it and exempt it. Continuing on with mem hey mevarich al hadas tequila. You should make the bracha on the hadas first, right? So it has priority over here. Va'af al gav de shemen afar simoin reichu machmas atzma v'lo kolat me'achirim. So previously, we just explained the reason why the shemen gets the bracha second is because it was like it was a secondary smell. It wasn't but a primary smell. So over here, the afar simoin is a primary type of smell itself. V'gam birchoso chashuva. And it's also a very specific, important bracha. Shemazgir umiyachid shemen birchoso. Gives a very specific praise. It's not just a general all-encompassing like a brave b'name misalmim. Afilochi, nevertheless, hadash shehu kiviryoso v'kayim begufo choshim tefei. Therefore, it would get the bracha on it first because it's in its original form and it's like the bracha is coming from it, you know, in it, itself. That's more important. In the Shar HaTzion Mem, it says, "V'im heviu lefan of shemen afar simon v'shemen shemavusam v'atzi b'samis." What's the hierarchy over there? If you would have this balm and then also have the oil that was given from Atze Bisamim, Senira de Gam Lahara, who's the whole source for this din, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Tov Yosef Shivarach Techila Bore Shemen Oriv. In that case, the bracha on the balm would come first. Val Hafarsamon Mishum Dahavi Bracha Mivarest Fates. Again, it's more specific. Chipsak Mogin Avram. Fine. Okay, that was the end of Yud Alf. Now we'll start Seif Yud Beis. Mevarchin al ha-mugmar. So mugmar is this type of incense that we'll explain. It says Pirush besamim shemasimin al ha-gecholim. It's a type of fragrant things that are put on coals. V'hareach behem, it makes a nice smell when they're burning. U'mishal akitur ashano, and from the moment when the fumes start to rise up, the smoke starts to rise up for them. That's when you make the bracha. Koidem shiagia lo harech, but before that smell actually gets to you, meaning you see you're about to smell it, but it's not it hasn't yet done it, because we'll see what we want to do over lasiosan. Aval lo yivarech koidem shialde kitor ha'oshem. One shouldn't do it too far in advance. One should not make the bracha on it before the actual smoke starts to rise. Okay, that is the Yud Beis. Now we'll do Mishnah Berurah Mem Vav. V'hariach b'hem, you're putting this mugmar out. La'afuki to exclude the following case. Ime ashein b'shvil levatel hasirchein ein mevarchen alav klal. If you were going to make it just like to take away a bad smell, then we don't make brachas on that. V'afshin ehenem me'ha besomim me'oid kilakaman besimin reish zayin. It's going to be explained in the next simin that, again, we only make brachas on the positive things, but not if it's going to be really being done to remove a bad odor. Mem Zayin, Kodim Shiagia, you should make the bracha before the actual smell comes to you. To be eating, we require lechatchi, the best way to do with these mitzvahs are over lasiosen. As we know, you want to make the bracha before you actually get the smell to you. Right? But if you smelled it already, yoch levarech af be'es she'meriach. If you smelled it already, and then now you can make the bracha, so you don't lose the bracha. We're just telling you what is the ideal way of performing this bracha. Memches, aval lo, right? Not if it hasn't yet risen up again. That's too far in advance. I think once someone gave it a mashal of, you know, you're about to drink something, so you don't make the bracha as you get up from your seat to go walk to the kitchen to go take out the food item. You have to have the item in front of you, so you don't do it too far in advance, right? So he says here, the somoch lasiosun al kopon be'inin. We have to be close to when you're doing it. You know, if you remember, like back in Hilchos Tefillin, you make the bracha right before you Tefillin Shaliyah, you make the bracha right before you tie. You don't make the bracha while Tefillin are still in the bag. That's like it's over to over, too far in advance. Veloshite meruchekes habracha mehano. We don't want there to be such a large distance between the actual bracha and the benefit you're getting. B'yevet yotzo kol shlo hifsik bein asayim. But technically speaking, you are yotzi if there wasn't any interruption between them. Kidla ales was said earlier in Simon Reishvav sif hey ayin sham. Maybe just go back there for a second. We'll read the words of the Mechaber. It says, "Ein mevarchin lo al ochel v'lo hamashke ad sheviuhu lefanav." We don't make brachas on items until the food or drink until they're brought in front of us. Berach, you made the bracha, it's not there, and then va'achar kach heviuhu, and then you brought it to lefanav. Tzarech levarach pam acheres. You'd have to go make the bracha again on it. Aval mi sheberach al peros shelefanav va'achar kach heviuhu lo yoser me'osa hamin. You had something funny, and they bring you more. The same thing. Oh, min acher or another thing. But shebirachas kibirkas. Harishon, you're eating apples, now they're bringing oranges. And Sarech Levarech, you do not need to make a new brach on them. Says the Ramah, V'tov li zog lechidl hiyoz daito al kol ma sheviu lo. That's what you should have in mind, says the Ramah, that's my bracha making on this is going to cover everything in front of me. So again, same concept over here. By the bracha on the smell, you would really want to do it while it is in front of you. Okay, that concludes today's shir.